Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
With us today to discuss the Supreme Court decision overruling Roe v. Wade is former Nebraska Attorney General Don Stenberg. Mr. Stenberg is an honors graduate of Harvard Law School and served for 12 years as Nebraska's Attorney General. And I know, Don, you've litigated cases, including Stenberg versus Carhart. But I want to hear just your initial thoughts about the court's decision to render Roe v. Wade unconstitutional.
I couldn't be happier. You know, it's been a little over 20 years. In the Stenberg v. Carhart case, the U.S. Supreme Court incredibly said there is a constitutional right to partial birth abortion. Mm-hmm. And so we've come a tremendous way in the last 20 years in terms of where we're at with protecting unborn life in the country. The decision in the Dobbs case is the result of the work of prayers of millions of people all across the country.
It has been an incremental approach, right, to changing hearts and minds. So 49 years later, since the 73 initial decision, now the court has says no, that states do not have a fundamental right, and women don't have a fundamental right to abortion, and now states need to determine next steps. But we're hearing that some pro-abortion members of Congress want to pass a federal law that would nullify state laws prohibiting abortion. Would that be constitutional?
In my opinion, no. They offer two legal arguments, one based on the 14th Amendment and the other on the Commerce Clause. The 14th Amendment generally authorizes Congress to enact legislation to protect federal constitutional rights. But the Dobbs Court said there is no fundamental constitutional right to an abortion, so in this case, there's nothing for the 14th Amendment to protect. As far as the Commerce Clause is concerned, I think it's doubtful that the Supreme Court would interpret the Commerce Clause so broadly as to allow Congress to nullify long-recognized state powers to enact health and safety laws. And that would include, of course, the right of the states to prohibit abortion.
Listen in tomorrow as we continue the conversation about, is it possible for federal courts that they could still rule that some pro-life legislation is unconstitutional?